When lots of big corporations report lots of big losses, it's typically because of a downturn in the economy, or at least in some sector of it. But we are apparently about to witness some reports of very big losses that reflect something else, a change in the rules of accounting. As of January 1st, the Financial Accounting Standards Board required companies to declare any fall in goodwill value that they paid for in acquisitions. And that technical requirement could end up being measured in the hundreds of billions of dollars. Alfred King of Valuation Research advised the Senate on accounting standards and joins us now. Mr. King, let's start at the beginning here. What do you mean by goodwill and, say, a fall in the value of goodwill?
When a company buys another company, the acquired company will have accounts receivable and inventory and fixed assets like buildings, machinery, and equipment. But typically, the purchase price is well in excess of those what we call tangible assets for such things as a trade name, customer list, an assembled workforce, technology, patents, and so forth. And the amount of the purchase price that the accountants determine is not related to the specific tangible assets, at least in the past, was often called goodwill.
And how have accountants in the past dealt with the fall in the goodwill value of a company that was acquired by another company?
Realistically, they probably didn't pay too much attention to it because under the previous accounting rules, the buyer had to write off the goodwill that was purchased over a period of years, 10 years or 15 or 20, up to 40 years.
So if I were a corporation ABC and we bought corporation XYZ, I could spread that goodwill over, say, 15 years. You'd never see a huge drop in ABC's earnings.
In theory, they were supposed to test the goodwill on a periodic basis. But in practice, because it was being written off ratably year by year, and sooner or later it would all be written down to zero, people didn't pay too much attention to the actual value.
And all this has changed now. Something is different. The company that has bought another company and paid a lot for its goodwill has to show what's happened to that goodwill right away?
They have to test the goodwill now on an annual basis. And if there was a reduction in the value of the business and hence the value of the goodwill, that had to be written off.
So give us some examples of some corporations that are likely to be acknowledging big losses for this very reason.
Well, the one that was announced earlier this week was AOL Time Warner. AOL bought Time Warner about a year ago. Time Warner didn't have that much in the way of property, plant, and equipment, and inventory, and receivables, so there was approximately $125 billion of goodwill that went on AOL's books. Now, under the new rule, when they have to test the value of it, the company apparently has determined that at least half of that value is no longer there, and that ties in with the drop in price of the AOL Time Warner stock.
But it sounds like a paper event, since the money really wasn't there anyway.
Well, the investors who bought the AOL Time Warner stock a year ago have seen half of their value diminish, and it isn't there anymore. And the accounting rules now require that that be reflected in the financial statements.
And you would expect other companies that bought big, say, dot-coms, for example, to be similarly showing falls in goodwill value this year?
Absolutely. And we did that kind of study about 5 months ago, and we estimated at that time that there would be hundreds of billions of dollars of write-offs as soon as this new rule became effective. And with some $40 to $60 billion alone from AOL Time Warner, that projection is starting to look pretty reasonable.
Well, Mr. King, thank you very much for explaining this to us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Alfred King, Vice Chairman of Valuation Research.